This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. We're about to discuss one of my favorite episodes, and it was mentioned by Don Knotts on WTBS back on October 3rd, 1985, that the pickle story was his favorite episode. Now, I've seen other interviews where Don wouldn't mention one, but, you know, they've got it on tape. So Don Knotts said this is his favorite story, and it is one of the most well-written stories on The Andy Griffith Show. And there's been several polls taken of what the favorite episode of Andy Griffith Show was, and the pickle story is almost always at the top of the list if it's not the top story. Well, this first aired on December 18th, 1961. It was written by Harvey Bullock and was directed by Bob Sweeney. This episode opens up with Aunt Bee in the kitchen making pickles and putting them in jars, and all of a sudden Clara Johnson comes in. Now, one of the things you may or may not notice about the Andy Griffith Show, later on, Clara Johnson is called Clara Edwards. And there's really, to my knowledge, no explanation of why this happens. You know, did she remarry? I mean, there could be good explanations for it, but she went from Miss Johnson to Miss Edwards. So, I don't know the reason for that, but it could just be one of those inconsistencies in the show. So what happens, Clara comes in and she has a jar of her pickles, and Clara's the pickle expert, we will say, since she's won the contest 11 years in a row, and she'll let Aunt Bee know that it's 11 years, not 10. And Aunt Clara tries one of Aunt Bee's pickles, which are bad. And one of the things I love about this episode is the sound or music that they use each time somebody bites into one of Aunt Bee's bad pickles. It's hilarious. Plus the facial expressions of the actors in this episode. You know, from an acting standpoint, you've got to look at this and just say, these are just absolutely great. So again, Miss Edwards leaves the scene giving Aunt Bee some tips, just a few things of how she could make her pickles better, and she gives her about five or six tips. And then I love Aunt Bee's reaction as Clara walks out of the kitchen, sort of mocking Miss Johnson. The next scene we see, we come to the courthouse where Andy and Barney are singing. Well, you just can't get enough of Andy and Barney singing now, can you? Then Aunt Bee walks in and she says she's got a surprise for the boys. And Andy says a line which I think is hilarious. He goes, "You go to way yonder, too much trouble to please us." And Aunt Bee pulls out the pickles. And right away, you can tell that it's not something that's good. You see the look on Andy and Barney's faces. Now, one of the ironic things about the Andy Griffith Show is that Aunt Bee is an expert cook. I mean, later on in some episodes, you see she has her own cooking show, and she seems to be a great cook as far as other things. But it comes to making pickles, for some reason, and we'll see something else she's not really good at making, she can't do it. So, is this just one of her weaknesses, or is this an inconsistency? We don't know. But either way, it makes for a great episode. Barney and Andy take a bite of the pickles, and again you hear the sounds and the music that they play, and then Aunt Bee walks out and Barney spits out his, and they're trying to decide what to do. And my favorite part of this episode is Andy and Barney are standing near the Andy's desk, and Barney looks down and sees a fly on one of Aunt Bee's pickles, and he looks down and says, "Shoo fly, he's dead." So the fly has landed on what Barney calls the kerosene cucumbers, and the fly dies. Again, the writing of this show was just absolutely great. I hope I can get my composure back, because I just love that scene. But anyway, Andy decides we got to do Operation Pickle Switch, which he later decides the only way they can handle Aunt Bee's pickles is to get rid of her pickles and put real store-bought pickles in, so they can all go around, eat them, not get sick, and deal with them. So they switch out the pickles, and it's a funny scene in that Barney and Andy and Opie, and again, you see how Opie is explained to by Andy why they're doing this, not to hurt Aunt Bee's feelings, and so Opie won't get sick again. And so they get all the pickles switched, and Aunt Bee walks in, and as Barney's leaving, and this is a funny little scene where Barney's trying to explain why he's leaving and got a suitcase and makes a noise and the jars rattle together, and he says it's his shaving lotion, and Barney just won't leave, and Andy's trying to get him out the door, actually closes the door on his arm. And again, it's just another typical Barney trying to be subtle, and I don't think there's ever been a subtle Barney Fife. So, you see the next scene, you see Barney out on the road giving away pickles, and he scatters them to Nova Scotia, he says. So, from Oregon to Nova Scotia, and he's stopping drivers saying, you did a good job driving today, so have some of these pickles. And lo and behold, when they bite in those pickles, what they're going to think about Mayberry then. But anyway, the next scene we have happening was when they're at the dinner table, and Barney and Andy and Opie are eating the pickles like they're going out of style. Again, these are the store-bought pickles because they've made the switch. And Aunt Bee decides she's going to enter the contest. And now here comes the crux of the story. They realize that Aunt Bee's going to enter pickles that she thinks are hers, and they're really store-bought pickles. So Barney and Andy are sort of joking about it in another scene in the courthouse about it be funny for a fixed pickle contest. And Barney even says something, well, Miss Johnson's won 11 years in a row. Would it be okay for Aunt Bee to win? Well, you can tell Andy's struggling with that. He doesn't like that idea. Then to seal it all off, Miss Johnson comes in, brings them some pickles, and you can tell they really don't want to eat them. But Barney runs out the door, and Andy takes a bite, and it is good. And then she starts talking. In a real sentimental scene here, Miss Johnson starts talking about how much the pickle contest means and what her husband had said, and pulls out her scrapbook. Now, I don't know how many people go around carrying their scrapbook, but I guess if you're that proud of it, you might do it. And then Andy realizes we've got a problem here. And again, back to the caring of people in Mayberry. Andy really cares not to hurt Miss Johnson's feeling, or at least if she's going to lose, it has to be real, real pickles that Aunt Bee's made. So they decide they've got to convince Aunt Bee to make some more pickles. And so they do that by eating all these pickles, and Aunt Bee, and I love the way in the scene in the courthouse where Aunt Bee gets all riled up in a positive way, and Andy's made her feel like she's come up with the idea to make more pickles. Then you see a scene of the county fair, and you know you see the signs and you see the sheep at the fair. I always wondered where they got this film of the fair. I'd like to, if any of you listeners know, I'd love to know where they got these scenes. Did they actually go out and get them? Did they borrow from another show? Did maybe somebody have them on hand? I'd like to know where they got that. It's just a real short scene. And then you go to the pickle contest, and everybody's sitting around watching as the two judges are tasting the pickles. And again, they get to Aunt Bee's pickles, and the judges take a bite, and here comes that music and sound again. And the judge, one of the judges uses the same word that Barney does and says, "What do you think?" And the other says, "Kerosene." And so, again, the judges award Miss Johnson the pickle of the fair, and so she's won 12 years in a row now. And Aunt Bee's a good loser, said it really doesn't matter as long as her boys like her pickles, and that's blue ribbon enough for her. And she's got a surprise for them. She made 16 jars this time. 16 jars of the kerosene cucumbers. And I love the way this particular scene ends. Barney and Andy walk up, and Andy being the we got to deal with it guy walks up and says, "We got to just learn to love them." They both take a bite out of the pickle. And then again, here's an part of the episode you won't see a lot of times because they cut it off for commercial, but they come back for a short little scene where they're having breakfast, and Barney comes in at 8 o'clock on the dot like he always does, or Andy's not quite ready. They're eating breakfast, and so they're having some toast, and all of a sudden they start to smell some weird odor, and Andy thinks it's glue at first or maybe gas, and then Barney discovers it. It's marmalade, and Aunt Bee's made marmalade, and and again, it looks like they're going to do a marmalade switch. So again, why Aunt Bee can't make a couple of things is really interesting. But again, I think one of the funniest episodes, and I can watch this episode over and over and over and over, and particularly the scene of the with the dead fly. I just crack up even thinking about that scene. All right, you had to pay attention if you're going to get this trivia question. At the county fair, what number was on Aunt Bee's jar of kerosene cucumbers? What was the number of the jar that Aunt Bee's pickles were in at the county fair? If you think you know the answer, then email me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to www.burkonmayberry.com, and you'll see the answer posted there. Again, if you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to contact me. I really enjoy getting those emails, and don't forget to go listen to my friend Alan Newsom's podcast, Two Chairs, No Waiting. You can find that at mayberry.com/podcast. And again, you can send me emails and ask trivia questions. I like to see if people, I can be stumped, and if I don't know the answer, I'll try to look it up and get an answer back to you. But I really appreciate all you listeners, and if you have other things you'd like to let me know about why you enjoy the Andy Griffith Show or what it's meant to you over the years, I'd really like to hear that. So again, you can contact me at burkek@etsu.edu, and as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.